Big Jack. Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. Well, we're getting some rain. I can't believe it. Don't put your water meters out there because I don't think we're going to get as much as they say we're going to get, but who knows? Enough to water the ground and make the spots on the cars. That's all I saw today. Talking to you today about something that is really, really tough, but it's something that we have to do, and that is the mask mandate is coming down at midnight tonight. Midnight tonight, we will have the mask mandate. It will be for everywhere, indoors at the HOA office, indoors at the clubhouses, indoors at the restaurant, the gym. Anywhere you go that is inside, you must wear a mask. We're told by the Riverside County Health Department that this will probably only be for the next 30 days. They say that the state has issued the date of January 16th or 15th or 16th is the date that they will release that. And we will keep you up to date on what's going on with that. We also had a lot of complaints over the weekend about the loud music at the horse rescue. We had no idea whatsoever that that was coming. I think what we're going to do is try and present a letter to the city or maybe to the horse rescue that if they're ever doing that event again or any kind of events like that, that they would please at least let us know so that we can get back to you folks to let you know. We had tons and tons of calls. In fact, everybody in phase one and phase two thought phase three was having a big party and wanted to know why they weren't invited. But sure enough, it was at the horse rescue, which is a little further back by the granite company or the concrete company back there. And we spoke to them. We spoke to the city, the police department. They had all their permits to do this. Apparently, they say they didn't know it was going to be that loud. But there was a lot of flyers and a lot of cars there and a lot of performers. So it did go long. Luckily, the police department did shut it down at 11:30. And all you had to deal with after that was the traffic of everybody getting out of there. So anyway, the other thing is this Friday, remember, we had to adjust the board meeting because of the holidays. So this Friday, we will be having our board meeting. This is particularly important because we will be announcing the new candidates who will be running for the board of 2022. And this will be your first chance to see who those candidates are and hear from the nominating committee as to what their plans are. I think that's about it. I just want to remind everybody that we just have to get through this mask mandate. It is a statewide mandate that we have to follow, and we just got to get through it. I hope that everything's going to be okay. I know our numbers from what I talked to my friend who is over at the health department. He told me that we're up 50%. So got to do what we can and just get through this next 30 days. All right. So everybody, I want to wish you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all the other holidays, Happy New Year to everybody. I really am enjoying my time here, and being president has been a great thing for me, and I appreciate that very much, and I will keep doing my best for everybody. Anyway, have the safe holidays. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you after the new year. Okay? Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.